How many people have studied the sutras? Well, when we study the precepts, one of the things that we're introduced to is that there are two truths. And one is samarti, satya. And in English, that's conventional truth. And paramartha, satya, which is the ultimate truth. So the conventional truth refers to our everyday commonsensical understanding of the existence of things. And in this context, the precepts are concerned with doing or not doing, with good or bad, and so forth. So that's one way of understanding the precepts. Ultimate truth is not circumscribed by human thought or judgment with all its fallibility. Thus, the ultimate truth transcends ordinary reality and is beyond action or non-action. Understanding the conventional meaning is absolutely necessary, though they're different, but one isn't better than the other. They inform each other. So understanding the conventional meaning is absolutely necessary, but not sufficient for realizing ultimate truth. That is, that there is no separation and there is no self. That's the ultimate truth. Even if they have not studied the precepts, most people who participate in Zen practice know that there are two ways we commonly can perceive reality. And we usually refer to these as form and emptiness. And many people get tricked by their minds into believing that if they don't live their lives from the ultimate point of view, they are unsuccessful Zen students. And because of that, they're deficient and limited. They believe that the teacher lives his or her life from the ultimate point of view, and therefore cannot have abused the precepts. Well, that's a fantasy, because everyone can abuse the precepts. So the teacher is not above the conventional view. And thinking so, as I said, is a fatal mistake. Nagarjuna, who was an Indian teacher, says, "Without a foundation in conventional truth, the significance of ultimate truth cannot be taught." So we need to have a relative understanding of reality, a conventional way of understanding, to really appreciate when we have the experience of ultimate reality. It's got this frame of reference. They're inseparable. So the only way to really appreciate the ultimate is to be intimate with the relative or the conventional. And he goes on to say, without understanding the significance of the ultimate, liberation cannot be achieved. So the significance of the ultimate, it reveals the limitation of the conventional. And so if we don't perceive the limitation of the conventional, of the relative, we do not attain ultimate or enlightenment. So because Zen is our life, our practice is not limited, of course, to sitting on the cushion. And Zen extends beyond the Zendo, whether we have realized the ultimate truth or not. I've talked about this before, but I think it's well worth repeating. That whether we have realized the ultimate truth does not mean that we don't extend our practice beyond the Zendo. When we enter into the activity of the world, we begin to see how pain and suffering arise from conventional understanding, which is self-centered. And Bernie Glassman says, to live a life that matters, we don't have to be enlightened. The ultimate perspective to live our lives that way. What's necessary is to bear witness to each situation as it appears, and compassion will arise. Right? If we bear witness and we are fully present to the conditions before us, regardless of whether we have experienced ultimate reality, compassion arises. Compassion can be as simple as giving a hand to someone who stumbles, or picking up a child who's fallen on the floor. And we take such natural action every day of our lives without even considering it special. Each is simply the best possible response that we can make to a particular situation in that moment. Now, the child who's fallen doesn't really care if the person lives a life from the ultimate point of view or the conventional point of view. Further, the person extending the hand momentarily is functioning from the ultimate point of view without even thinking about it. There is no self and no other. There is just a hand being extended. There are times when we are living from the conventional point of view that an opportunity arises which presents a chance to experience the ultimate. You know, but we don't say to ourselves, oh, here's an opportunity to experience the ultimate. It's the child falls, we pick it up. Somebody is sad because they lost a loved one, we're present to console them. But in those moments where there is no self, there is just consolation, there is just caring, that's the experience of the ultimate truth, of the absolute. So Bernie goes on to say, we don't have to figure out situations ahead of time. We must learn to simply bear witness, become each and every aspect of a situation. When we listen with our entire body and mind, loving action just arises. Right? This bearing witness, becoming each and every aspect of a situation, listening with our entire body and mind, is preparation, without thinking about it, is preparation for the experience of the ultimate. Because in doing this, in bearing witness, becoming completely immersed in what's before us, the self and other drops away. So living a conventional life should not be understood as lacking. The ultimate just has not been realized yet. Living a life in the conventional way is actually quite rich. We live to be of service to others, and in doing so, we may get a taste of the ultimate. Hopefully, these experiences will lead us to go deeper in our practice and realize the truth of not only the conventional, but also the ultimate. Thank you.